Good Thursday morning, church, and what a wonderful privilege it is for me, I have anyhow, to be able to share this morning together with you in God's Word. Today we're in John chapter 6, continuing on at verse 70. Today's reading concludes the discourse that began with verse 25. Jesus is aware that there are those in the crowd who will choose to turn away. Jesus says that God's Spirit gives life, and Simon Peter affirms that Jesus is the Holy One who has come from God. And as we continue on this week, God's guiding word for us is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 6 at verse 60. Many of his followers heard this and said, "This teaching is too hard. Who can listen to it?" And verse 61, without being told, Jesus knew that they were grumbling about this. And so he said to them, "Does this make you want to give up? Suppose then that you should see the Son of Man go back up to the place where he was before. What gives life is God's Spirit. Human power is of no use at all. The words I've spoken to you are God's life-giving Spirit. Yet some of you do not believe." Jesus knew from the very beginning who were the ones who would not believe and which one would betray him. And he added, "This is the very reason I told you that no people can come to me unless the Father makes it possible for him to do so." So because of this, many of Jesus' followers turned back and would not go with him anymore. So he asked the 12 disciples, "And you, would you also like to leave?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life, and now we believe, and we know that you are the Holy One who has come from God." Jesus replied, "I chose the 12 of you, didn't I? Yet one of you is still a devil." He was talking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for Judas, even though he was one of the 12 disciples, was going to betray him. And today's key verse is John 6:68, where Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life." And this all started, of course, with Jesus talking about his body and his blood. If you're going to be any of his, if you're going to experience eternal life, then you're going to have to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And he lost about half of his followers right there. They just could not, you know, cannibalism is strictly prohibited in the law. And here's Jesus saying, "You have to eat my flesh and you have to drink my blood." And I will tell you that this passage of scripture and its implementation has always been a stumbling block for the church and for those who would try to understand what Christianity is. Even in the first century church, there were those who were arrested because of the people thought that they were partaking in cannibalism because they were teaching as they took communion, "This is the body, this is the blood of Jesus." And the people believed it so much that they would actually get themselves arrested for eating and drinking the flesh of another human being. So this is always going to be a stumbling point with the church. And all we can do is just hold on to Jesus. Just like the apostle Peter said, who else has the words of eternal life? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I believe and know that you are the Holy One that has come from God. The words that you have spoken have brought me God's giving, life-giving Spirit. I trust in you, knowing that you have the words that give eternal life. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 51, which is a prayer for forgiveness. Until then, keep clinging on, holding on to those promises of God, because the promises of God are yea and amen. He always delivers what he says he is. Amen. God bless.